You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The state of Michigan has a message for Canadian energy giant Enbridge.
Business as usual is no longer acceptable.
That's Valerie Brader, head of the Michigan Agency for Energy, talking about a new legal agreement announced today between Michigan and Enbridge concerning Line 5, those underwater oil pipelines that run under the Straits of Mackinac and the St. Clair River. Michigan Radio's Lansing Bureau Chief Rick Pluta is here now. Rick, what is Enbridge saying it will do about that part of Line 5? First, let's talk about the part under the St. Clair River.
Right. They're saying that this is actually something that they can accomplish without too much difficulty. And so what they're going to do is they're going to replace the line that runs on the riverbed with a line that's actually buried beneath the river in a tunnel. And then furthermore, it calls for Enbridge to do a study on the portion of Line 5 that runs beneath another body of water, the Straits of Mackinac, to see if similar treatment, it wouldn't be exactly the same, they'd have to figure out what works, whether similar treatment would work there. And it's probably worth pointing out that, you know, the 500 plus miles of pipeline in the state cross hundreds of rivers and streams and ponds and whatnot. And the state is saying that we're taking protection of those just as seriously as we're going to take protection of the Straits of Mackinac.
Does saying, okay, we'll do a study mean, yes, there will eventually be a tunnel under the straits?
No, it does not. They don't know that this is something that's doable, and so the first step is to just look at it and say, is this even something that can be accomplished? They're looking at a few different ideas, maybe tunneling beneath the straits, maybe doing it via some sort of directional drilling mechanism. But no, there is no guarantee that the pipeline under the straits would be encapsulated in a tunnel.
What about strengthening safety measures and monitoring of Line 5?
Well, the state is saying, you know, we're talking about what Enbridge is going to do. The state is saying that they're going to become more engaged in that, that they want to test out some different monitoring ideas, maybe underwater TV cameras in the straits. And they're going to have state employees who are going to be basically partnering with Enbridge to keep an eye on things, in part just to make sure that the communication miscues don't occur again. That a lot of what's happened here is there was information that was within the four corners of the company, but the company, even though they shared it with federal regulators, never shared it with the state. And so they're trying to make sure that that sort of thing doesn't happen again.
Did Enbridge basically kind of admit to, yeah, we could have done better?
Enbridge is acknowledging that they have lost the confidence of the public and that this is not going to be fixed overnight. And having a legal agreement with some firm deadlines that could land them in court if they don't meet them, they hope will at least go partway in restoring some measure of public confidence that the line is being safely operated.
And what kind of timetable are we looking at, Rick?
You know what? There are a whole bunch of deadlines about when the St. Clair River portion of this is supposed to be done, when the studies are supposed to be completed, various alternative studies are supposed to be completed, but it all sort of culminates in mid-August of 2018 when the state and Enbridge will either have an agreement on how the pipeline is going to be operated, or the state is going to pursue its own avenues, and Val Brader, the energy director that you acknowledged at the top of this, has said that shutting down the pipeline is still on the table.
Michigan Radio's Lansing Bureau Chief, Rick Pluta. Rick, thanks so much.
Always a pleasure.
In full disclosure, Enbridge Energy is a financial supporter of Michigan Radio.